This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. How far can a denomination go before it's torn in two? That's the question some conservative Methodists are asking after the United Methodist Church allowed a controversial ordination. Find out more after this break. Today's episode is brought to you by Beverly Hills MD Probiotics. Do you often feel tired, fatigued, constipated, bloated, or have trouble sleeping, or symptoms like weight gain? What if you could get rid of the root of all these stomach problems? These are symptoms of a parasite that might be inside you right now. It may be affecting you along with millions of Americans. There's an urgent warning that's not being reported by most mainstream media. This parasite is something that may be lurking in our food supply, and the big food distributors don't want you to know about it. Research shows that this simple at-home trick can help you relieve these symptoms and get rid of gut yeast that may be growing in your digestive system. Go to gutkiller3.com to watch the shocking, life-changing presentation. That's gutkiller3.com. And now, back to our show. Earlier this month, a married lesbian named Karen Oliveto was ordained as a bishop in the United Methodist Church. This ordination has been a source of controversy for many and has led one faction of the church to consider a split. The Wesleyan Covenant Association, a group of conservative Methodists, have said they will gather in October to consider forming a brand new denomination, one where the ordination of LGBT ministers will presumably not be possible. The Wesleyan Covenant Association issued a statement saying, "In these times of great uncertainty about the future of the United Methodist Church, the Wesleyan Covenant Association stands together as an alliance to advance vibrant, scriptural Christianity within Methodism. We are a coalition of congregations, clergy, and laity from all jurisdictions that are committed to promoting ministry. What links us together is our desire to witness to the transforming power of God to change and redeem human lives and societies." A source close to the situation told Charisma News that the group has effectively issued an ultimatum to the larger congregation regarding whether Oliveto's ordination will stand. The source said, "If it is not to stand, then somebody is going to have to enforce the rules upon the Western jurisdiction by removing Bishop Oliveto or withholding monetary support or going to court. And if the WJ decides to break connection and leave, forming its own church, the structure is already in place to do so, only the legal battles remain to be fought over. Regardless of the particular issue Oliveto incarnates, the larger issue is whether any group can continue together unless all the members are willing to abide by the same rules. Pray that the situation would be resolved in a way that promotes both Christian unity and Christian ethics and values." And if you've enjoyed this story today, you can read more stories on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.